السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بيو المفتي عبد القادر صاحب. On this beautiful Thursday morning, the 13th of February 2025, corresponding with the 14th of Shaban 1446. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afa afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. And may Allah ta'ala forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this beautiful night of Shabi Barat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fiikum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monli. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Our Dawood Mota also is there in the studio. So Jazakallahu khairan to him as well, our Dawood Mota. Alhamdulillah, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, 14 Sha'ban 1446 in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwarah, Masjid Al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa and 90% of the countries of the world, that today we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, and verses number 26, 27 and 28. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reminds us of the message of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is that messenger, that prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and not elected by people. And Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 3, verse number 67, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, Ibrahim the Prophet, nor was he a Jew, nor was he a Christian, nor was he a polytheist idol worshipper. Then what was he? وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was Hanif, he turned away from all the false ideologies and he only spoke the truth and invited people to the truth. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was always a Muslim. Every messenger, prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Waatis, will always be a Muslim. And by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, no other religion is accepted besides Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The tafsir and commentary of it will read, إِنَّ الدِّينَ الْمَقْبُولَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The only religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Islam. Hence this whole talk of Abrahamic Accord and so forth are the shenanigans of the politicians and people with hidden agendas and ulterior motives, and in Islam it is totally rejected with the contempt it deserves. So let us listen to what Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam had to tell his father and to tell his own people. Chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, the golden, the glitter and shining, and verse 26. وَإِذَ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And remember, when you have a verb in the past tense and it is preceding a verb, you find the word is, then the meaning goes to wazkur, remember. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And remember when he, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, addressed his father Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, name, name, isme, grame, is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 14 is dedicated to the mighty, mighty messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember that Almighty Allah called Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uswatun hasana, that he was, he is, he will always be the perfect role model for you. And likewise Almighty Allah calls Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam also uswatun hasana. So the good role model for each one of us. So we must remember that Almighty Allah tells us in various places the incident, the episode of Abraham, peace be upon him, the mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. So 69 times his nami, isme grami is mentioned, chapter 14. And your father's name, your son's name is Ibrahim. My honorable Ustaz's name is Ibrahim, Hafiz Ibrahim, Limalia, Hafizahullah. So what is the meaning of Ibrahim? So Ibrahim means the one who is a compassionate father, a very, very kind person. So that is what we should remember, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us this lesson. So let's carry on. Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ, and remember when he, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, said, لِأَبِيهِ, addressed his father. His father's name, Azar, is enshrined in the Noble Qur'an, chapter 6, surah An'am, the kettle, and verse number 74. And remember, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهًا, O father, are you making and taking these idols as your gods, your demigods and semigods and your deities? Inni araka wa qawmaka fi dhalalin mubeen. I see definitely you, O father, and the people who are following you, the nation, fi dhalalin mubeen. You are in open and manifest astrayness and in manifest error. It shows whether it's our father, whether it's our family member, if they are wrong, we have to highlight it. Not that we have to camouflage it, and we have to make mudahana and compromise and apologize for the right. Yes, we do wrong, then we must apologize. But if we do wrong, and people do wrong, and you rectify it, so then you must speak about it. That is our duty. So see here, chapter number 6, verse number 74. So that is what we should understand and remember this. His father's name was Azar. So today's lesson, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ, remember when he, Nabi Ibrahim a.s. told his father, وَقَوْمِهِ, and his people, this is all there, remember, in Iraq, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, that I totally disassociate myself from your and whatever you are worshipping, and I also detach myself from your. How the Quran Sharif tells us, you Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the non-Muslims, la a'budu ma ta'budun, I will never ever worship that which you are worshipping. And in the ending, lakum dinukum waliyadeen, for you is your religion and for me is my religion. So we can never ever compromise on that. Remember, these are cardinal issues and these are non-negotiable issues. These are to do with our belief structure, and this is our foundation. We believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what we call Tawheed. So that is non-negotiable. And therefore Almighty Allah is giving us all these wonderful lessons so that we understand we are Muslims. People must know we are Muslim, and internally we are mu'min. We have the iman and faith and conviction in the inner recesses of our heart. Go and read chapter 109, Surah Kafirun, comprising 6 verses, and it will show you that what is Tawheed. And then the third last chapter of the Noble Quran, chapter 112, Surah Ikhlas, comprising 4 verses. So therefore, in the sunnahs of our Fajr Salah, just now you'll be reading Fajr Salah, we read Qul Ya Kafirun after Surah Fatiha. A negation of everybody, everything else, besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we will never worship any creation. And Surah Ikhlas, an affirmation, We believe in you only, Almighty Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda bihaqqin illallah. Truly, there is none worthy of worship but you alone, Ya Rabbal Alameen, O Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. And we believe the Master alayhi salatu salam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all, Majjal Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe, and his Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the best of Allah's creation and the greatest and mightiest of prophets. And therefore we follow him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in all walks of life. وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. I detach and disassociate myself from whatever you are worshipping. They used to worship the celestial creation, sometime worshipping the stars, sometime the moon, sometime the sun, sometime this, sometime that. So he told them, I worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Yes. Except the Supreme Being, Almighty Allah, Fatarani, who created me. You know, when you read Surah Yasin, the beginning of the 23rd Juz, and 33rd Supara, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي فَعْطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Chapter number 12, verse number 101, Surah Yusuf. So you get the Fatarani, and that is the verb. And فَعْطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ, that is the noun. What is the meaning of Fatarani Fatira Samawati? Today when you want to build something, then you go to the architect. You will tell him that give me some specimens, give me some ideas, give me some draft copy, and I can now have some ideas. I want this house, I want this shop, I want this block of building. Almighty Allah created this entire universe with no diagram, no specimens in front of him. Min ghayri mithalin sabiqin. That is the meaning of Fatira Samawati wal Ard. That is the meaning of Fatarani. He created it the first time without any specimens or any other diagrams and so forth. And it was perfect already because he is Subhanallah. It transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. That Almighty Allah created me. And فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ. And verily He Almighty Allah will soon guide me at every juncture of my life. So we place our trust solely, only in Almighty Allah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever places his trust in Almighty Allah, and he, Almighty Allah, will be sufficient for him. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Quran commands us, various places, فَاتَّبِئُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. You must follow the religion, the culture of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, based on tawheed, on the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. وَجَعَلَهَا. And he, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Abraham, he made it tawheed, the iman, believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, kalimatan baqiyatan. He made it such a word, such a formula that will be everlasting, baqiyatan fi aqibihi, in his progeny. That his progeny, all of us must follow in tawheed, in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. We can't be believing that Jesus is the Son of God, Allah forbid. That is an act of blasphemy and one of the biggest forms of shirk and polytheism. We can never ever believe in idols and so forth and so on. We reject it totally. So ba'athiyatam fi aqibihi. So tawheed, iman, believe in the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. That is the legacy of Sayyid Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. Fi aqibihi, in his progeny. Why? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that all of them must return to the right path and the straight path, and they must not deviate. And if they deviated, then they must make tawbah and repent sincerely, and then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will keep on guiding them to the truth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 14th of Shaban, this Thursday. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, is Laylatul Nisfi min Sha'ban, and Laylatul Bara'ah. the big night, the auspicious night, we will speak of that just now a little bit, and then tonight, inshallah, in Mountain Rise, and the program will be inshallah, inshallah Aziz, between Maghrib and Isha. It will be live on Radio Al-Ansar International, on Sirius FM, and on Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, inshallah Aziz, tonight. So 14 Shaaban, 1446, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Inshallah, this week Saturday, there will be an exchange. Then Hamas will release some of the hostages, and the Juttas and the Haramis, the Zionist apartheid regime, will release hundreds of Palestinians, inshallah, Aziz. These leaves are still busy negotiating all the finer points in these days that are left. 2024 was the worst year for the journalists. Remember that, because hundreds of them were killed and some of them were martyred. Remember, non-Muslims were also murdered, like Shirin Abu Akila. Premeditated murder by the Zionist apartheid terrorist regime, but non-Muslim. And the Muslims in their hundreds, and majority of them were martyred there in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, told Trump that, oh Trump, we have to attack Iran as well. So Trump shot down that idea and said, we're not attacking Iran. So he shut him out, you see. But the media does not speak too much about it. But if you read the Haaretz newspaper, you will find it somewhere, an article in between. Listen to this from the Haaretz newspaper. Haaretz is a left-wing newspaper in Israel, in English. You should download it, and you will find it there. It's free, H-A-A-R-E-T-Z, and they give you half the news, and the second half, then you can draw your own conclusions. One in four Americans, that is quarter American population, says to boycott the Jews there in America is acceptable for the crimes they are committing in Israel against the Palestinians. There you have it from the horse's mouth. The tide is turning against you, Jutlas. The tide is turning against you, Trump and Elon Musk and all you Haramis. So Almighty Allah controls the entire universe. Bibi Netanyahu has to appear in court, you know, every second, third day, whenever. Now he claims that this is political persecution in his bribery charges. He has several charges against him. Inshallah, inshallah, we make dua today, tonight, and every day. He also lands up in prison and in jail. Just like Haaretz, just like Yitzhak, the president of Israel, he couldn't look after his rifle. And he was busy, you know, sexually molesting and wanting to rape his own women there. And just like Olmert, eating omelets in jail, you see, for corruption charges. So inshallah, he also will end up there. Everlasting humiliation, disgrace for him. Quran teaches us, chapter 22, verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُقْرِمٍ. When Almighty Allah disgraces a person, then none can give him honor. Trump threatening Jordan and Egypt that no military aid or financial aid unless you take the Gaza. No Arab country will take in 2 million, 1.8 million. It's a pipe dream from him, remember that. The Ford CEO, you know Ford is one of the biggest companies, vehicle companies in America. The CEO of Ford blames Trump for chaos in the car industry. He says, you're a total mess, you are destroying everything in America. Therefore, I told you already, inshallah, inshallah, in these 4 years, 2025, 26, 27, 28, America will disintegrate and it will no more be 50 states of America. It will become 50 independent snakes, you must remember, just like how the Soviet Union disintegrated. After they invaded Afghanistan, so Almighty Allah brought back Trump. Number two, that now you go back and you destroy America, destroy Israel and the Arab dictators. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plot and they plan, and Allah has his master plan, and he is the best of planners. So inshallah, we will see that happening. Musk, you know Elon Musk, born in South Africa. And today a big shot there, he is like the president there, they're calling him president and supporters. He called for a complete overhaul in NATO. He said in his current format is no good. Imagine the guy is unelected, but he was a dictator to everybody. North Korea slams Trump and say all these ideas of yours of displacing the people of Gaza, that you want to slaughter them, and it's the daylight robbery. 100% that we agree with you, Ching Ching Chong Chong, you understand that people's names are very difficult to pronounce. That from the Haram, remember, I sent it out yesterday, if I remember correctly, on my status. My phone number is 071-888-1184, and you can just record it, write it down, and send me a message. I must keep your number also in my numbers and in my collection, that whatever status messages I send out on the status, at least that much you will receive, because other things we send out may be too many for your phone. So at least try and get those messages. 10 rakats tarawih according to the messages coming out from Makkah, Medina and other parts of Saudi, that this year in the Haramain Sharifain, so we reject that. We say we must follow the four schools in life, and it's 20 rakats according to all four schools. But this season's MBS came into power, Muttan bin Shaitan, so you find that they have 10 rakats tarawih. So you must read 10 rakats with them, read the witr with them, and then read the 10 rakats on your own. Registration has started already there in Saudi for Hajj 1446 for the locals, the domestic consumption. So that has started already. Trump and Putin are negotiating. Already they spoke by phone, and they're agreeing that we need to end the war in Ukraine as soon as possible. Imran Khan, he is in jail. He told the people, the Pakistanis who are in the diaspora, out of Pakistan, they must not send too much money to their families. Yeah, in Pakistan, but that call of Imran is not working. The people say our families depend on us, whether we are working in the Arab countries, Gulf countries, or in the Western countries. So that has been rejected, remember that. U.S. rules out NATO membership for Ukraine, and they say Ukraine will not become part of Russia, a part of the NATO. Ukraine will not become part of NATO. Why? Because now they want to make friendship with Putin, you see. That is him, Trump. He knows that because Russia can finish them up. You remember Biden was blowing his genocide and his stick, and what he said? He said the ruble will fall, Russia will fall, and the Western alliance will stand with us. Well, he fell, his party is falling, and they're getting humiliated, and Putin is now flying high with the wheat production at record levels and so forth. And Valentine is totally haram in Islam, so remember that tomorrow they will tell you it's Valentine, tonight they'll tell you it's Valentine. So for us as Muslims to buy, sell, send messages, from A to Z, everything is haram there. Listen to this incident, I sent it out, and it's on the Jewish media themselves, the Yahud Amma'ud, some words, very difficult words. There in Gaza by the border, so-called border, there was a person they thought is a suspect. And then the Israeli diaper force shot him. And when they went there, they saw it is their own soldier. And he was trying to commit suicide, and they shot him dead. So friendly fire, as they call, and they dispatched him to Jahannam and the hellfire. We say Alhamdulillah. Let's come to our South African news quickly. EFF tells Cyril Ramaphosa, you must go back to your pala-pala and just retire here. Your leadership doesn't give us any inspiration, motivation. So they took Cyril to the cleaners. You must remember yesterday in Parliament, some members of the EFF. Yesterday I was at the airport and I love reading, so I took about 5-6 newspapers, you know. So one newspaper I found very interesting, the Daily Maverick. So it's a very good newspaper, but people don't know much about it because it's not so famous like the Citizen or the Star and so forth and so on. So, or maybe like the Sowetan, you know. So anyway, so then the cartoon they had there was something very good. They had Trump in his regalia, and they had Elon Musk there in his regalia, and they then depicted them as Hitler. and now and one of his lieutenants and soldiers. So now Hitler is telling his lieutenant and soldiers, you must do this. So Musk is there saying, hey, Hitler, you see that? So wonderful cartoon that. So you have a 10-point dictator, and you have his lieutenant there, Elon Musk, made in South Africa. So that is how they get disgraced and humiliated. So remember that we should be fasting today. That is Thursday, Friday. If we kept yesterday, very good. We didn't keep yesterday, so keep today and Friday. So that's also very good. Thursday is Sunnah, as it is. And Friday is the day of Qabtin Shaban, so that also is encouraged. And remember that I sent out two other things as well, and that is the Shi'at, the book of Tahrirul Wasila of Khomeini. The title like a reddish cover, and we sent it out to tens of thousands of people, and you must forward it. The message is in English, and there Khomeini writes that you can have and rape a young daughter, a young girl, and all this. This is Shi'ism, Pakka Kufr. That Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have, and when I was in Iran, I saw it there as well. You can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. I challenge any Shia in the world to say, I am making propaganda and hasbara. Hasbara is the term that you class use. Then last night or yesterday afternoon, I found one rabbi, and that rabbi says, according to the Jews, imagine this cursed nation and haramis. Haramis means a bee, but for them we call them the big bee. You can have intercourse with a three-year-old girl, and that is totally permissible according to the rabbi in Judaism. Allah's curse be upon these Shias and upon these Jukkas. They belong to the same. That the founding father of Shiaism was a Jew, and this is written in their own book, Rijalul Kashi, by No Bakhti. So therefore, both of them are Pakka enemies and enemies of Islam and so forth. Remember all, may Allah Jalla Wala gives us special occasions so that we repent, all of us. And that is tonight, 15 Sha'ban. This is a Muqaddama introduction to Ramadan. You see, humankind today, Muslim, non-Muslim. In Afrikaans, we have a very, very good place, the statement right now. They say, Beta Blank Banastan. That outside we want to look very smart with our clothing, with our perfume and fragrance. But inside the heart we find there's so much kufr, so much blasphemy among the non-Muslims. And among the Muslims we find so much nifaq and hypocrisy, hatred, malice and so forth. So remember the authentic hadith mentioned by Sheikh Albani rahimahullah in his silsila ahadith sahiha. And that is, you must remember, on this auspicious night of 15th night of Shaban, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ Allah Jalla wa'ala will forgive the entire creation. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ except the non-Muslim, or Mushahid, or the person who harbors that enmity, malice, rancor, hatred. So we should know that this hadith is sahih, kept at volume 3 of Sheikh Al-Badis, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, Hadith number 1144. So we all should take this opportunity today before sunset, and then tonight individually also. We cry, we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Remember that. So each one of us should do that. See what the Quran Sharif says. The more you forgive people, the more Allah Jalla Wala will forgive us. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allah lakum. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, I will not sponsor those people who made wild allegations, accusations against my daughter. Allah Siddiq, Sayyidina Aisha, Allah said, forgive them. And Allah will forgive you. Chapter 24, verse 22. So on my side, you know, we are now. But Allah have 24 years finished, 25th year starting. Hada min fadli rabbi. Hada rahmatu min rabbi. So from my side, anybody spoke against me, wrote against me, did anything, from my side, we forgive everybody, those who are Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever. And from our side, we also ask for forgiveness before the 15th night of Shaban comes, whether it is you, the esteemed listeners of the various radio stations, or whether it is the public, whether it is the directors, whether it is the ulama, and everybody. Obviously, we are human beings. We work on sins. So to ask for forgiveness will elevate our rank. provided that it is done for the sake and pleasure of Almighty Allah. So yes, we are prepared and we will. So remember that, ask Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and we make dua for the Ummah as well. But that does not mean we will compromise on the Sharia and we will stop speaking the truth. We will continue speaking the truth, inshaAllah. So today is Mawana Musa Afudi and Mawana Zahid Khan, 8:30 to 9. And inshaAllah, tonight we will be in Mountain Rise between Maghrib and Isha for the program there. You contact Mawana Abdul Aziz Ahmad, Mawana Suleiman Bamji. And tomorrow, Fajr, inshallah, day in Masjid, Raised of Masjid, Mawana Abdul Qadir Osman and Qariyatul Rauf. And inshallah, tomorrow, Jumu'ah, day in Masjid al-Salihin, all this in Marisburg. Ask Mawana Maitre for further details. Ji Mawana, we have about 14, 15 minutes left. So let's carry on, inshallah, ladies.
Okay, Saab, could you please explain the ruling regarding one talaq and three talaq? If a man gives his wife three talaq in one gathering around family and witnesses and says, I talaq you, I talaq you, I talaq you, does it count as one talaq or three? And is it possible to reconcile again?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All these issues are enshrined in the noble Quran. So open the Quran Sharif, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 229 and verse 230. So you will find that Almighty Allah says, At-talaq marratan, that talaq raj'i, the revocable divorce, is two. Fa imsakum bima'rufin aw tasrihum bi ihsan. That if you gave her one talaq, then during the iddat you can take her back without renewing the nikah. Then there'll be two talaqs and two divorces there. If you issue two talaq verbally, talaq means divorce, and this means raj'i, revocable. And you issue two, so remember that one time or over a period of time. Then if you gave her two talaq, then during the iddat you can take her back without a new nikah. So all this is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 2, verses 228-229. And so the husband has the right to take her back. But if he issued two talaq, then he only has one talaq left. Then you come to verse number 2, Surah number 2, chapter 2, verse 230. And remember that day you will find Almighty Allah speaks of three talaq. فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. So when a person divorces his wife, three talaq, triple divorce, one time or over a period of time, so then you cannot reconcile, you cannot remarry. One hadith of this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, there was ijma and consensus. And according to all the four schools, you must remember there is consensus on this issue there. People who say that three talaq is one, ka'in and mankan, whoever it is, we reject it totally. So remember, you will be living in sin and your children will be haram children. Then you get some people who look for loopholes. So they gave their wife three talaq. To give three talaq one time is sinful. Therefore, the three talaqs are valid. But Sayyidina Umar used to say, the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, bring them to me, the Oja'atuhu, then I will punish them. But the three talaq will be valid. So nevertheless, so now that the wife is in iddah, and she's a waiting period now because she received three talaq. Now they're tuning somebody else up, okay? They say that his wife is an iddah, and now you must marry her, the husband's friend or somebody, and you stay with her for 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, and you consummate the marriage with her, and thereafter you divorce her, and thereafter she will go into iddah, and she will get married to the first husband. All this absolutely haram. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. What our people call halala and halalu. So Allah Ta'ala's curse is on all parties. You the ex-husband, you the second husband, you the lady. And the fatwa is this, according to all four schools, you will not be halal for your first husband. So that is the fatwa of the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, and the fatwa of Sahibain, the great, great students of Imam Abu Hanifa, رحمه الله، امام ابو يوسف، امام محمد رحمه الله.
مفتي صاحب، can I read one Quran khatam for Ramadan and for the marhums?
My advice to you, Jazakallahu khairah, you have several hours left. Those of us who can read Quran Sharif, you know, quickly and so forth, but with tajweed and properly, it will be a wonderful, wonderful occasion that tonight, anytime after Maghrib, after Isha, the Hajjud time, you complete your Quran Sharif. When we should take the groups for Hajj and Umrah, I should tell them, oh Hujjaj Abaytillah, Honorable Hujjaj, read your Quran Sharif in Madinah Munawwara, read in Makkah, and on the day of Arafat, when the time of Zohar comes in, then we combine the Zohar and Asr, then read the last 5-10 surahs of the Noble Quran, make khatam in Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat, and then start your dua. Oh, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Al Jama'ah, if you can, try and complete your Quran Sharif tonight. Make multiple intentions for those who are alive, those who have deceased, and remember to make multiple intentions totally permissible. And then you start your dua, and then you tell me, definitely, inshallah al-Aziz, after Khatmul Quran, your duas will be accepted. Allama Nawawi, the great Shafi'i scholar, wrote in Kitab al-Azkar, minimum 4,000 angels descend just to say Ameen, Ameen, on the dua made on the occasion of Khatmul Quran. So therefore, O esteemed listener, if you can do that, it will be excellent tonight, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can a person who has a bond go for Umrah, or do they have to pay the bond off before they go?
Three questions. Remember to go into overdraft, to get involved with bond, to get involved with the banks and so forth, whether they call this bank or Islamic bank and all that. End of the day, it is camouflaging the riba and interest and so forth. So we must be clear that Almighty Allah condemns riba and interest and usury and vyaj and sood. I gave you in 4 or 5 languages there. So we must know there's no place for it at all. Quran Kareem condemns it in the strongest terms, Surah 2. Verse number 275 and 279. So I just read for you chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِلْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain, refrain from interest. فَأَذَنُوا, hence be prepared, بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah, yesterday we were in Vietnam, and you should see the children sitting there in front with their big, big eyes, you know, all masoom children. And they're just waiting for a story, you know, so they can laugh like. But see how much zeal they have, you see. So we hope wherever we are, Ellisburg or wherever, that day, one day, or there in Masjid Mahmood, the children come in front. I get a lot of inspiration from them, you see. So in that way there, we must teach them that this is an interesting question. That interest is totally haram. So you, my brother, sister, pay all your debt, pay all your bond, get out of interest, make sincere tawbah tonight, and say, Ya Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah. I will never touch riba and interest again. The mistakes I made, the sins I committed, you forgive me, because you are Ghaffar, you are Sattar, you are all forgiving, you always cover and conceal our vices and sins. So rather do that, and then worry about to get out of interest and pay your debts is compulsory. Umrah is sunnah most. So you must do that, the law of priority. So that will be our advice to you.
Mufti Saab, is it permissible for a woman to get a belly ring?
Allah Ta'ala gave you a navel already, but the Ummah keeps on watching Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, and now they see more ring. They see the ring there on the tongue, then they see the ring there on the belly, then they see the ring from other places. Say, So now we want to mimic them, the kuffar, non-Muslim culture. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119, Satan, Lucifer, Iblis said, I am expelled, but I am not going to sit alone in Jahannam. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them, they must change the creation of all Majjallah Jalla Wala. So you see today transgender born Eve, but became Steve. Steve became Eve. So all the shaitani and children and progeny of Iblis and Lucifer. And then you see that now put a belly ring, put this ring. All haram A to Z. Look at the ears now, some ladies. There you can even see it when they come right near you. From top to bottom, they make all the openings there, 5, 6, 7, all haram all there. Islam allows for 1, 2. Not you go make the whole year, they look like some Charlie Chaplin or something. So totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, if you are reading a sipara for a marhum, can you have multiple intentions, or that sipara must be read only for that particular marhum?
Make intention for million people, all permissible, whether they're alive, whether they're dead, whether they're still going to come. You're pregnant, you open the account already for your child to be born. So all permissible. But for deceased, only permissible, we make intention for those who are believers. You can't make dua and read Quran for non-Muslims. Chapter after they die. Quran Kareem states, chapter 9, surah 9, verse 84. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا. That you are not allowed to pray, remember, for non-Muslims. Yes, you pray for them during their life, but when they die, totally haram. وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You can't go to the graveyard, you can't go to the memorial service, you can't go and, you know, tell them that R.I.P., rest in peace for your deceased, that he'll go to heaven, and all kufr that is. That will take a person out of the fold of Islam if you are making dua like that, because you're rejecting this verse of the noble Quran, chapter 9, verse 84.
Mufti Sahab, if a person is a musafir, is it wrong for them to read their sunnah and nafil salah after the faras?
So mashallah, we are musafir here. Yeah? So last night I was in Belgium, so I read my nafil salah, I read my sunnah salah. So mashallah, you read it if you got the time. But for the musafir, your sunnat mu'akkada of fajr. Now you're reading, and your musafir, that you must read. And you must read the witr salat also. According to the Hanafis, witr must be read, even if you are musafir. According to majority scholars, regarding witr, Shafi, somebody's Maliki, it is better if you read it while you musafir. But if you don't read it, there will be no sunnah for you. The sunnahs of Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, that you omit because you're musafir, no problem. So rather, when you are a musafir and you have time, then try and use that time in reading of Qaza Salat, because tomorrow on the Day of Justice, Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing we'll be questioned about, remember, is Salat and Namaz and prayer. So therefore, read as much qaza as possible. Yes, read some nafil also, but the major portion we should try and read qaza and get our priorities right. Allah give us tawfiq.
Mufti Sahab, my husband doesn't go to the masjid. I try so much to tell him and give him advices, but he just doesn't listen. What can I do?
You see, my sister, that's why I say we have to rewind in life. When he proposed, then you only looked at his jamal. I said, oh, Haru Legger, how handsome he is, fair in complexion, blue eyes, or green eyes. And one side was Jamal, and one side was Mal. He came with a BMW, be my wife, bring money worth. So you fell for all that. But now you realize that life is very short. Tomorrow, today, we all die. And then what will happen? Listen to what Quran Kareem states. Surah 19, chapter 19, Surah Maryam, verse 59. The father, mother, parents, grandparents, you were very pious people. But then the children, grandchildren, they left behind. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. And they left behind unworthy successors. Look at that word, خَلْفٌ. A sukoon, a jazm on the laugh. So when you make dua, say, Ya Allah, grant me khalafun, a fatha, a zabar on the land. God, grant me worthy successors and worthy children and grandchildren and progeny. So these people were pious and they left behind unworthy successors. One they did adab salat. They squandered their salat, wouldn't read salat, or they read when they feel like wattaba'u shahwat, and they followed their own fancies and desires, watching movies, watching sports, killing time, playing golf here and there. فَصَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. They go straight to Jahannam. Ghay is one of the worst, worst for places in Jahannam. Chapter 19, verse 59. So start ta'aleem in your house, and inshallah Allah Jalla Wala will then change the scenario in your house, and keep on reading chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 40. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Ya Allah, make me from those people who will establish salat, and my children also. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ dua. Ya Allah, accept the dua. Tonight is a big night, auspicious night. We all must turn to Almighty Allah, and please, I beg you, switch off the TV and haram things, and don't waste time. We don't know how many more 15 Shaban we will experience, how many more Ramadan. And if you don't make dua, I'll end up on this note. Chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, the last verse, verse 77, Quran Kareem states, قُلْمَا يَعْبَوْ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْ لَا دُعَاكُمْ. If you don't make dua, then Allah ko koi parwa nahi tumhara. If you don't make dua, Allah is not bothered about you. Get out. Husband and wife, they have an argument. Husband tells his wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. Nowadays it's democracy. The wife will say, which one? The tall road or the alternate one? You see that? So that, but then Allah says, get out. Where can we go to? So Allah says, maangna hai. Beg Allah tonight and don't waste time. Make dua for this sunnah also. Make dua for Gaza also and Palestine and the whole Ummah. Make dua, every one of us, that we pass away with Iman and Islam, and Allah Jalla wa'ala makes that the best day in our life. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.